And good afternoon, everyone. If you're joining us now, welcome to this virtual public meeting. We're going to get started in just another minute or two as the rest of our attendees log on. Glad you're here with us.
And as folks are showing up, I would just like to remind everyone that we will have this webinar signed in American Sign Language. We will also have a Hawaiian Native Language Interpretation Zoom function. And if you'd like to take advantage of that, you can select the globe icon in your Zoom tools at the bottom of your screen. We'll get started in a few minutes. So we are just at the top of the hour. Aloha and welcome. My name is Scott Kyler. I'll be your facilitator for this, the first of two webinars today. This one running from noon until 2 o'clock, and we'll have another one this evening, webinar number two from 6 to 8 p.m. And we've invited you here for the Hunua-Pialani Highway Improvements on behalf of the Hawaii Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration. Welcome. This involves the environmental impact statement and your comments on scoping as the second in a series of three meetings for the West Maui Ukumaheme to Laeanapoku section of Highway 30. Let's go ahead and get started and talk a little bit about the agenda and some logistics. So we'll start with the presentation tonight. We'll cover the meeting procedures and how you can interact, give you some introductions to the panelists that will be presenting information on the project, describe further the purpose of the meeting, give you a project overview and a timeline, and then get into the topics that we want to hear from you tonight on, including the project purpose and need, which we'll cover, how the lead cooperating and participating agencies are involved, and again, your input to the environmental impact statement studies or technical studies. That's what we call scoping, to make sure that we do understand the depth and the breadth of the study that you feel is important. And we'll also be going over the four alternatives being considered. We'll then move on to your comments and input. On to the housekeeping and procedural elements. I want folks to know that the meeting will be actively facilitated and recorded. We'd really like for you to help reduce background noise, because when we get to the second half of the meeting and we're asking for comments, we'll ask you use the raised hand function. That's at the bottom of your screen, just center right in the Zoom tools. And we'd like to ask that you, of course, be respectful and courteous to all participating. Their viewpoints and their time are important. We'll take comments, and to really reach as many of you as possible, we'll be asking you to keep your comments to 3 minutes. And this, there are a couple of ways to comment we will talk about just as we introduce the comment section. You'll be able to put information into the Q&A box if you're not wanting to speak directly, and of course, if you're calling in on cell, *9 works. So just to prepare you for the second half of the meeting. This really is a public meeting, and it's an opportunity for the team to hear from you. So next, I'd like to hand it over to Robin Shishido, the Deputy Director of Highways for the Hawaii Department of Transportation, to introduce the team. Robin?
All right, thank you, Scott. Good afternoon, and again, thank you everybody for attending. I'll give a quick introduction to the project team. So from Hawaii Department of Transportation, we have Ed Sniffen, our Acting Director. Unfortunately, he got called through the business and couldn't attend today. As Scott mentioned, I'm Robin Shishido, the Deputy Director of the Highways Division. We also have Annette Matsuda, our Acting Maui District Engineer. And we have Genevieve Sullivan, who's the Project Manager for HDOT. We also have Hua Ayu, who's our Cultural Resource Specialist. Ken Tatsuguchi, our Planning Program Manager for Planning Branch. Brian Tiao and Dean Matsui, providing preliminary engineering. From the Federal Highways, we have Rochelle Takara. Unfortunately, she had to be called to another business as well. But we do have Lisa Powell, Project Manager for Federal Highways online. From our WSB consultant, we have Wayne Yoshioka, Dexter Edgy, Peter Leibowitz, Matthew Small, Scott Keeler, Nick Fazio, and Melissa Len. Next slide, please. So the purpose of this meeting is to explain the project and to just let you know where we are within the EIS process. And most importantly, we want to gather information that will help us, the project team, you know, make decisions going forward with this project. So things that we're specifically looking for your input on and, you know, want to gather things on are these core elements of, you know, the purpose and need, the alternatives considered, the screening criteria that are used to select the best alternative, and topics that we should study as we go throughout this process. Next slide, please. So specifically, this project is intended to address the existing and the future coastal erosion and flooding along the stretch of Honopiolani Highway. This is an overview of the project map and the study area. You know, we're looking at Honopiolani Highway from about milepost 11 to milepost 17. And we also have a project website, and, you know, we recommend everyone go to the website. There's additional project documents, background, and also you can provide comments on the website. Next slide, please. So why this project? Anyone living on Maui know that over the past 10 years, you know, with the various storm and events and high waves, king tides, that we have multiple repairs. Right now, we're wrapping up a design project that's going to address one of the more high priority erosion areas. We performed studies in 2019 and 2021. And Honopiolani Highway along this stretch was identified as a high priority area. We also got additional funding for this project. About a year ago, we were awarded a federal RAISE grant from the congressional delegation. And I really want to thank, you know, all the support that I received from Federal Highways, Maui County, and all the visitor industry businesses and also local residents within the area that really helped bring this project and its importance and, you know, get that RAISE grant funding. And also last year from Senator Schott's office, we were able to get a $23 million earmark. And so that together, we have $45 million towards this project as we move forward. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. So over on the timeline, you know, we just wrapped up the early scoping, and right now we're at the beginning of the environmental impact statement preparation. And so with that, I'll turn it over to Genevieve, who can go into more details on the overall timeline and EIS.
Okay, thanks, Robin. So this part of the presentation is to explain the environmental review process that we are currently in. And apologies in advance, because this can be a little bit boring. There's a lot of steps that we have to go through, so please bear with me. Next slide. So our project is using both federal and state funds, which means that we follow both the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, federal regulations, as well as our state environmental review law, the Hawaii Environmental Policy Act, HEPA. This past year, we've been in the pre-NEPA scoping period, meaning with community members, stakeholders, and agencies to research and gather information that was published in the NEPA Notice of Intent and the HEPA Environmental Impact Statement Preparation Notice, shown as the NOI and the EIS PN. The publication of these documents starts the official environmental review process and the public comment period that we are in now, which ends on December 31st. In about a year, we'll publish the draft EIS, and the final EIS will be published in June 2024 so that we can meet the deadlines stipulated in our RAISE grant. Next slide. Okay, so this is an even more detailed overview of the EIS process. And as you can see on this graphic, we had two virtual town hall meetings in February, where we received a lot of helpful comments that were incorporated in the NOI and the EISPN document that we're asking for your input on now. So that just means that the comments that we gather today and the responses to those comments will be incorporated in the draft EIS. The draft EIS will also include completed environmental studies and a preferred alternative, at which time there is another 45-day comment period and a public meeting. And we also want to make it clear that in addition to this prescribed EIS framework, our project team is available to discuss the project and take comments anytime. We're happy to do smaller group meetings, and you can always go to our project website for updates and to leave comments. Next slide, please. So here are all of the anticipated project permits. As you can see, there's a lot. Our initial take is that there will likely be 20 or more county, state, and federal agencies that have some level of permitting and approval to implement this project. This list also informs the agencies that we invited to be cooperating and participating agencies. Next slide, please. So FHWA and HDOT, as the lead agencies, sent out letters to other sister agencies requesting that they be cooperating and participating agencies. So what's that? A cooperating agency has direct jurisdiction for this project. They have important roles, and the aim is that we share information and studies, do joint site visits together, and meet often. Participating agencies are broader agencies that have an interest in the project and help identify issues of concern and make sure the information is shared. And all of this is laid out in further detail on our website in the coordination plan, if that interests you. Next slide, please. Developing a purpose and need statement is another NEPA requirement. And the intent here is to have a measurable statement that explains why we were doing this project and what we are trying to prevent from happening. So our primary project purpose is to provide a reliable transportation facility and to improve the highway's resilience by reducing its vulnerability to coastal hazards. Specifically, the project is intended to address existing coastal erosion and flooding anticipated by sea level rise. And the sea level rise exposure area, or SLREXA, we use is defined by the Hawaii Climate Commission. Next slide. And the purpose of our project was developed on this need, which is that the highway is vulnerable to coastal hazards. This is becoming more and more evident. And once again, we know this because you, the public, told us the emergency repair projects and the vulnerability studies we've done. Next slide. So some other objectives that came out of this early consultation process is provide regional transportation system linkages. The aim of our project is to link up with the existing Lahaina bypass to the north, and to be consistent with all of the recent road and highway improvements that occurred over the last decade. Another one is conform with regional plans, and that means that we want our project to align with and support the existing Maui plans, like the West Maui Community Plan, the Paliʻiupuʻamaʻana Parkway Master Plan, which we use to identify alternatives, and the MPO's Hele Mai Maui Long Range Transportation Plan. Next slide. Okay, so technical studies will be done for many of the topics on this slide. For example, we'll be doing flora and fauna studies, a wetland delineation report, looking at threatened and endangered species, as well as archaeological studies. So as you review this list, remember that this is an opportunity to confirm that we have the right topics here and suggest additional areas. Next slide. So we want to direct you also to this MetroQuest poll. It's available now, and it's a tool that we hope makes it easy for you to provide comments. It has tabs of everything we just went over, the purpose and need statement, the project objectives, the EIS topics, and then these markers at the top that says environmental or cultural resources, safety, bike, ped, you can drag and drop those on the project map and leave comments in a specific location. So we hope you will use this tool to review the proposed alternatives as well. And with that, I will pass it back to Robin to go over the alternatives.
And Robin, a friendly reminder, if we can slow down just a little bit for the benefit of our interpreters, that would be really great.
Okay, yes, we'll do. All right, thank you, Jen. So this is a preliminary range of alternatives that will be evaluated in the EIS, also includes the no build alternative. So when looking at these alternatives, and I'll go into more detail as future slides come up, but you know, we wanna ask the questions, you know, does it resolve the high winds exposure to the Slurica, the sea level rise exposure area? Does the alternative meet the current and proper design standards? You know, is the alternative financially feasible and going to fit within the funding streams that we have? And, you know, what's the environmental impacts and are they going to be able to be mitigated? And also, does this alternative have sufficient right-of-way or what's the right-of-way going to be required for it? So as we look at this, you know, any alternative that had a no to these questions were generally removed from consideration because they didn't meet the purpose and need. Next slide, please. So here's an alternative screening methodology. You know, we looked at, you know, again, two-step, the alternative meet the purpose and need, and step two, what's the best alternative that can meet the project goals and environmental considerations. For further information about this, you know, you can go to the notice of intent that was published in the Federal Register. There's a lot more detailed information in there that you can go ahead and look at and, you know, see how it meets these questions that I just posed. Next slide, please. So alternative one, it was adapted from the County of Maui's Pua Manu Parkway plan in 2005. And it was the most Makai or coastal concept. And one of the key elements of this alternative is to maximize the use of the existing Honopia Lani Highway right away, and particularly through Laniopoko and a portion of Oluwalu. The Oluwalu section of this alternative was modified slightly to move the highway further inland and stay above the Kapa'iki Place neighborhood in Oluwalu. There's also some cultural resources in the area that we wanted to avoid so that, you know, so we move the alignment slightly from there. As this alignment proceeds towards Ukumehame, it stays primarily within the county and state owned properties. You know, these properties are already set aside for any future roadway improvements or realignments. And so this alignment generally represents the furthest inland route to avoid the Slurica and while still trying to remain within the county and state properties. Next slide, please. So this alternative two was also adopted from the County of Maui's Pua Mana plan, and it was their middle concept. And it's similar to alignment one. In Oluwalu, it would require some acquisitions to private property. It's a little bit more Makai to maximize the use of the county and state-owned properties, similar to alternative one. There is some areas of this alignment that would remain in the sea level rise exposure area that you can see down on the southern end in Ukumehame. And, you know, we'll have mitigations, you know, like such as elevating the roadway to keep it out of the sea level rise inundation. Next slide, please. So alternative three was also, again, adopted from the Palitu'apuʻumana plan, and it was their most inland or mauka concept. And it's very identical to alternative two, except in Oluwalu, where the alignment was moved further inland or mauka again. And, you know, this alignment, again, you would have some areas on the southern end that's in the sea level rise area, but we'll use some mitigation measures to keep it out. Next slide, please. And lastly, alternative four, again, also adopted from the Palitu'apuʻumana plan, and it's their mauka concept. And this one keeps it out of the sea level rise exposure area as much as possible. We did some adjustments to minimize the amount of private takings and, you know, trying not to create any remnant areas as we move throughout that Oluwalu area and the private lands. down on the southern end, you know, it was a move to stay out of the sea level rise area as much as possible. But there are some portions that, you know, would do some mitigation again to avoid. And with that, I turn it over to Scott, and he can talk more about participation.
Thank you so much, Robin. So hopefully you've received some good information about the alternatives and the process we're in. You've seen this timeline several times. I'll just note at the bottom of the colored bar, we're in this NEPA scoping period for 30 days through the end of the year. There'll be another opportunity in late 2023 to comment on the draft EIS. It'll be developed between these two meetings. Feel free to provide your feedback via the project website, www.hunopialanihighway.com. And we'd like to ensure that you know there are many ways to comment. They're all treated equally, and this is not your last opportunity to comment. You can visit the website, leave a comment, request to be added to a mailing list, see project announcements. Earlier, Genevieve mentioned the MetroQuest poll, which is a really unique and hopefully convenient way for you to comment on the project for scoping. We'll have meeting announcements and contact information for you. So next, we're going to talk a little bit about opening this up for comments tonight. To participate virtually, we'll ask and prefer that we hear from you for 3 minutes by raising your virtual hand. So if you have comments, we can start that process. It is just center right at the bottom of your screen on your Zoom toolbar. It is fine to type a question in the comment box if you prefer not to speak on the webinar. We are using the question and answer box, but we are really here to hear from you. So unless there's a process answer that we need to give during the webinar, we'll just be acknowledging your questions. For anyone that might be dialing in, if you could list the last four digits of your phone number, we'll call upon you in order, and we'll try to rotate through these to make sure we get to everyone. Now, I did not mention earlier, but I will let you know if you are on West Maui and plan to attend, there will be an in-person public meeting at the Lahaina Community Center tomorrow evening, Thursday, December 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll be recording those comments directly at the microphone. We've already mentioned the many ways to comment through the website and get information so that you know you have a number of ways, including regular mail-in comments to the Highway Department. Let's next go ahead and open up to comments. We'll ask you to raise your virtual hand, and we'll be on the next slide, we'll be using a timer to give you those 3 minutes. Let me check the participant list here.
All right.
Nick, do we have number of raised hands now?
We do. And can you confirm for me that the timer is up and visible?
Yes.
All right.
Working.
Okay. So first, our first commenter is Michael. Michael, I'm going to go ahead and permit you to talk, and then you should be able to unmute yourself. Once you start doing your comment, I'll go ahead and start the timer. Go ahead, Michael.
May need to push the mute button, Michael.
Okay, let's see.
There you are.
We can hear you, Michael. Go ahead.
Oh. just a lot to let you know. Thank you so much. I was state engineer on Maui for 25 years and retired in 2012. And I can't tell you guys how much I really appreciate having you start that project, because I worked at Honopilani, the bypass and bridges on Maui. I was very fortunate to be in there, as well as Molokai. And when I saw this come online and my emails of you guys having this project, how well organized you have it with the feds. And I just can't thank you guys. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. And have a very Merry Christmas and success in getting this project POW HANA in 2025. So thank you so much for everything. Mahalo.
Thank you so much, Michael, for your good comments. We appreciate the encouragement on the project. It looks like, Lucien, that you're next and have a hand raised. We can start the timer when you come off mute and address the panelists.
Thank you very much. I think my camera's not working, but hopefully you folks can hear me. My name is Lucien Diné, and I served back in the day on a county-wide task force about looking at alternative routes for the bypass in Lahaina. I represented the non-governmental organizations on Maui, and we sat through a year or so of hearings and ended up kind of giving up and saying there's no money, so we're not sure what we should do. So it's really great to hear that this is happening. My question is there going to be additional archaeological survey work? This is a very, very rich area. And although there have been surveys in the past, we have new techniques now, and it would really be good to know more about the areas before we choose the route. And I will say just personally, something that's not so high up would be of less impact. Those routes that go way high up in Oluwalu, they will impact cultural resources.
Very good, Lucien. Thank you very much for those technical study comments on archaeology. We will definitely be moving those through the technical team in the EIS process. Looking for more raised hands. While I'm waiting, unless I've missed something there, Nick, and you can back me up, do you have any dial-in commenters who've used star 9 on a cell phone?
Not at this moment. There were a couple comments submitted in the question and answer function. I just want to let everyone know that that is available, and we're happy to record those as well. So thank you for those comments. And this is really an opportunity to hear from you and get your input. So would love to see more raised hands. If you've got comments, we're here.
It's gonna take a pause and wait and see if we do. We do have a hand up. I've got one, Nick. The next one up is Zoom user. If you know that is you, you can take your 3 minutes now, and please identify your name just to record the comment. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, this is, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Doug Ballard. As the roadway shifts upcountry a bit, is the study and plans going to include beach access opportunities and open space opportunities?
Thank you for your comment. So the comment really goes to, in addition to some movement of the roadway inland, Mauka, will there be opportunities? And I know we are guided by some Maui County studies and whatnot, so we'll be recording your comment and taking a look at what other, it sounds like maybe recreational beach access use might result. But the primary purpose is to relocate the highway to avoid that sea level rise. So let us have the technical team consider that. Thank you for your comment. And next, Wayne, if you'd like to go ahead and come off mute.
Okay, thank you. I have a couple of comments here. Do you folks have 100% alignment that would keep us out of the sea level rise area? And the road from the Pali to Pu'amana currently provides unbroken beach access to the general public for about 6 miles of beach. The question is, will the realignment affect that beach access? And are there provisions to somehow provide for maybe a major park in that area, Makai of the Kumehame section, or allow for continued public access to the beach for this segment of roadway. That's
appreciate, all. Appreciate your comments and observation, Wayne. And really your comments go to you know, whether we can fix the problem of sea level rise and inundation areas 100%. I think we saw some figures on the slides that were improved. So we'll ask the technical team to look at that. And the other one about recreational beach access, which I think will be a part of the technical study, and we'll take your comments under consideration and scoping. Thank you. Other good comments on the Hūnō-Pialani Highway environmental impact statement scoping? Feel free to raise your hand. Bob Pure, I've got you here if you want to come off mute and take your 3 minutes. Thank you.
My name is Bob Pure. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
I've been involved in transportation issues since the 20 years that I've been here in Lahaina. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Robin and his promotion. Well deserved, Robin. Congratulations on your new job. Just a simple question. I'm a layman. I'm not a technician or an engineer. Looking at those four routes, I'm assuming the DOT feels that all four of them can be done. Obviously, they're going to find out that one is better than others. My question is pretty simple. What criteria does the DOT feel of those four routes that they will need to make one of them the priority? In other words, how do you pick one out of four? As I say, I'm not an engineer. I don't know which one is better than the other one. What will the DOT be looking at to pick one of those four routes?
Great question, Bob. So really we're talking about among the alternatives, how we will apply evaluation criteria and do a full EIS process to arrive at a preferred alternative. And that will be a significant part of the upcoming technical study and work. So Bob will, again, make sure that consideration is in the hands of the technical team. Thank you, Bob. Who would like to take their 3 minutes next? Do we have a raised hand or somebody like to submit their question for the team in the Q&A box? Just pausing for a moment. And Nick, you can let me know if there are other sorts of commenters coming in. Star 9 or otherwise.
Not at this moment, but I will take just a minute to remind everyone that there are multiple ways to submit comments. You can visit the website. You can also print and mail a comment card, or if you know somebody who doesn't use computers or doesn't use the internet and they would like to make a comment, certainly that is available to print off and distribute, give to others, and then we can take those comments physically. There's a MetroQuest survey. Those links are in the chat that have been sent to all of the attendees, so that's available as well. And then, of course, we have our in-person event that's going to be held tomorrow at Lahaina Civic Center.
All good reminders. Thank you, Nick. Let's pause and see if we have another hand come up. Any questions, comments on the scoping? Keeping in mind the purpose and need to take care of that inundation area, keep critical access to West Maui. The technical study list, it was long that you saw, or the alternatives? Keomoko, you have a hand up?
Hi, aloha.
Aloha.
Hi, mahalo for this opportunity. My name is Keomoko Kapu from Lahaina. There's quite a few areas I am concerned about, and I'm glad that we're going through the process of the environmental impact statement. Just a heads up, one of the areas of concern for me is Pua Mana Park location, where throughout the past there have been a lot of erosion, and from that erosion, a lot of bones or burials that entered into the ocean from 2017. So because the county had shut down the whole park, because of that, we're really looking at what would be the long-term plan for that area. So I think right now, Mahalo for this, it gives us a great opportunity to be involved in a process from the beginning, especially when it comes to the cultural impact assessment that needs to be done. Not only Pua Mana, but guardrails of Launiopoco, there's another area that is designated as a grave along the shorelines of Launiopoco. And I've seen the studies pertaining to the degraded areas that basically we will be part of the ocean within the next 20 to 30 years. My bigger concern is also the Olowalu area. I know that there is a draft that went out for 4 selected primary areas. I think it's really important that, you know, as you continue the process of archaeological data recovery that's been done quite a few times by different archaeological teams, you'll see that that area is largely clustered with cultural overlays. So I really hope that being involved in the process at the same time, being what we know of the area helpful to address those issues and concerns. I'll be definitely involved probably at the 6 o'clock hour, and I also will be present tomorrow at the Lahaina Civic Center. So mahalo for this opportunity.
Thank you, Komioko, for those salient comments and for your participation today and tomorrow. I'm hearing comments on the archaeological, the rich cultural and archaeological history, those studies and safety and parks and recs concerns that we will definitely address within the project team. Just a reminder, if you do have low-hanging fruit process questions about how to participate or where to comment, feel free. Those are the ones we feel we can answer on the spot tonight. Otherwise, we're really wanting to record your good comments on the scoping, on the alternatives, and the need for the project. I'll pause and see if someone else would like to raise their hand. I'm going to turn to the technical team. Nick, any further comments that I'm not seeing coming in?
No, though there is a comment or question rather in the question and answer function. I think it's related to the alternatives. I know we're here primarily to accept comments and input on the scoping, but turning to our panelists, is this a question about the alternatives that we can answer, or is that something that's still to be determined?
Okay, yeah, the question, how many lanes are being proposed? So we certainly can take that in the comment list if we do feel like that's something we should address. I'll leave that kind of to Robin and team. Don't know if we're there yet.
Hi, yeah, this is Robin. So regarding that, right now there's 2 lanes being proposed, 1 in each way. I think one of the slides showed the typical section that kind of showed that layout.
Thank you, Robin. Okay, there's one hand up. Albert, did you want to follow up on the Q&A box? We can take you off mute. So Albert, you may want to follow up on the answer Robin gave, or have another question, your hands up, or you might have just left your hands up and had your question answered. Okay. I think unless there's a technical problem. Yep, I see Albert's hand is up and he's unmuted. Albert? And hand down. Okay, that happens with these technical virtual meetings. Anybody who feels they really would like to take this opportunity, please feel free to raise your virtual hand, drop a Q&A comment. I will remind you that we will have another webinar. It's slated from 6 to 8 p.m. And you're welcome to participate there. And I'm gonna pause here. Albert, is the hand up? Are you able to address any of the scoping comments now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to speak. So I have comments and I will begin them now. So we're glad that this EIS is being done. Right now the previous solutions, shoreline hardening have been leading to beach loss. So we're glad that this is being proposed. However, there are some concerns. I'll say up front that the EIS needs to consider impacts on flora and fauna, air quality, noise, archaeological resources, cultural resources, scenic resources, population, housing, economic impacts, fiscal impacts, public facilities, traffic, utilities, energy, climate change, drainage, water resources, and wastewater, stormwater, runoff into the ocean from the facility, the highway facility. We'd also need to discuss cumulative and secondary impacts and would need to examine consistency with state and county plans and policies, which it sounds like you're doing. Also, reasonable alternatives, including a no action alternative, alternatives that might enhance the quality of the environment in the project area. That's a very important one. And secondary population and growth impacts resulting from this action. And of course, unresolved issues. In particular, I am concerned that the assumption that there's going to be 3.2 feet of sea level rise may be inadequate. We're starting to see data that says that that's going to be probably surpassed. And I'm hearing maximum scenarios around 8 or 9 feet, although I'm not a climate scientist. I'm not an expert on that. But I think that the EIS needs to consider the possibility of under design in terms of not being high enough up Mauka for the lifetime of the structure. And then of course, the further Mauka you go, that there are cultural sites, Mauka, not only in Oluwalu, but in other areas of the project as well. There's also the potential for the existing road to act as a seawall and cause beach loss if it's left in place. We want continued access to our beach, but we don't want the existing road to cause beach loss. So it should discuss possible solutions. And finally—
Thank you, Albert. We'll just wrap up.
One short little comment. We need to have some way for bikeways to be involved, alternative transportation modes. Thank you.
Scott, you're currently muted.
Happens. Thank you very much. I just wanted to acknowledge, Albert, that we do have a no-build alternative, and this to the four alternatives, and I'm comfortable answering that one. Definitely gave great input on the technical studies, talked a lot about sea level rise in that trade-off between Mackay and Mauka placement for the roadway, and our technical team will definitely be taking a look at your good comments. Thank you. One more pause to see if we've got folks. We do have time. It's a quarter to the hour, and we have another hour remaining. So if you do have questions, I'd encourage you to raise your hand and put those on the record now or at tonight's webinar. Checking the Q&A box.
And just as a reminder, if you've used the question and answer box to submit your comment, we do see those. They are a part of the record. So thank you so much for submitting comments through that channel as well.
Okay, we're going to acknowledge those. Kimoku, you have another comment in here, and this will definitely go on the record. Any dial-ins, Nick?
Not at this moment.
So if I could suggest then, we'll just take another pause. We are going to be heading into next steps and a good thank you from our primary presenter with Robin to close out the meeting. But I do want to stall long enough to invite another round of hands if anybody has any questions before we head towards closure on this midday webinar one for the Hunulani Highway EIS Improvement Project. Another Q&A comment, thank you, Albert, on sea level rise. So we have no open questions, no hands up. Okay, we do have a new question. What will be done and who will be responsible for the old highway after it is relocated? And that is definitely going on record and will be a concern for the technical team. Thank you, Jennifer. And just one last explanation, the scoping process is open through the end of the year, and we're definitely here to hear what you think is important, and we are in an analysis process, so you're not getting full and complete answers yet, but you'll see these reflected in the EIS technical study, and there will be another opportunity in the draft EIS stage a year from now for a further comment period. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate everyone's time, and I'd like to, at this point, turn it over to Robin Shishido for some closing remarks. Robin?
Yeah, again, everybody, you know, thank you for taking your time out of the day to attend this meeting. As mentioned, there's going to be another one tonight at 6 o'clock, and also in person and hybrid one or slash virtual one tomorrow at 6 p.m. as well. More than welcome to attend again, provide any more comments. And, you know, we ask you, you can also go on the website and provide additional comments. So with that, you know, we look forward to working with everyone throughout this process. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks so much. And just to clarify, tomorrow will be in person. These are your virtual opportunities today and tonight. Thank you all for your participation. Have a great day. Mahalo.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.